If your small business is booming, you might say,
cha-ching.
But you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we'll help your growing business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Time, it is cruel, it comes for us all, despite our best efforts to hold it at bay. Celia Holman-Lee is with me, the model agent, the fashion icon as well. And Holly Carpenter, social media content creator. Holly, what do you do to try and keep time at bay?
Oh, do you want the long list? How long do we have?
Oh, well, we don't have that much time.
I'm very into my skincare and my self-care and pampering and whatnot. So there's a lot of things I do. I take like collagen supplements, drink a lot of water, get good sleep, exercise, you know, use good skincare, have a good skincare routine, all of that and above. So, I mean, I actually really enjoy that process, but I know that there is obviously like a lot of pressure on women to try their best to slow down the aging process. But I think the main thing is it's kind of a personal choice. It comes down to your genetics, your resources, whether appearance is that important to you, whether you enjoy it or not, whether you have time. I think that it doesn't take very long. I think that, you know, you can wake up 10 minutes earlier and do a few small things that will help. But yeah, I just really enjoy it, I have to say.
When did you, when you were growing up, become conscious of the passage of time or the impact of time or aging, the impact of aging being a thing that you should try to slow down?
I'd say it wasn't until I probably turned 30, and I'm 33 now, and I think now I kind of go, oh, is that, do I look a bit old there or older? I don't know. It kind of is a new thing to me that I'm trying to look a bit more youthful. So I love getting, you know, facials and stuff like that to kind of enhance it and do my best. But I think that a lot of the time I'm actually doing it for other women and just as much as I'm doing it for myself. Because if I get a compliment on my skin from another woman, I'm absolutely delighted.
But what was it? Was it just that 30 was a big roundy birthday and it caused you to think about it, or were there signs of aging when you got to 30?
I think it was a bit of a mixture. There was definitely signs. I hadn't been too conscious of like smile lines or crow's feet or faint lines across my forehead as much as I became, you know, aware of them. And it doesn't keep me up at night, but I definitely care about my appearance. So I don't think there's any shame in saying that. You know, sometimes I think there is this huge pressure in us to slow down the aging process and put the work into how we look. But also on the other side of the coin, you're not really supposed to admit how much you do to do that. So yeah, I have no problems admitting I've tried Botox, like a lot of people.
Oh my
and
God.
I know. I'm like the B word. And that's something that I'm seeing people get a lot younger nowadays as a preventative procedure. But I think I'm more about skincare products would be the big thing for me.
Celia, how much effort do you go into to hide the ravages of time?
I just keep going, Kieran. You know, I do, of course, look after myself, but I don't. You see, I come from such a different generation and a different time. You know, I'm modeling since I was 15. So exercising and skincare, there was none of that kind of conversation going on at all. It's massive nowadays about your health, about looking after yourself, et cetera, et cetera. And all the information is out there. But I'll tell you one thing, but I never did in the age I'm at now. I loved to walk, not so much exercise, but I loved to walk all my life. I'd always try to drink as much water as I possibly could. I look after my skin, nothing in particular, but I've always tried to look after my skin. And another thing as well, I'm always going on about that for the aging thing, especially in a woman's body, is I've always practiced posture. Always. That has been my forte. You know, looking after your posture, not slumping, not throwing yourself over, especially as one gets a little bit older. We're inclined to stoop, throw our shoulders out, walk with the backside. You get a laugh out of this. I call it the duck walk. You know, we need to keep our shoulders back and down, but when we do that, we pull everything up, Kieran, and that's what happens as you get a little bit older. So all of that and the above, try to look after my hair, work so hard on my appearance, will make no excuse for that. And I work twice as hard at my job and I'm still working. So I don't make any excuses. I love to look good. Mm. It makes me feel 10 times
better.
Well,
because I was going to ask about that. To what extent is it, are you doing it for yourself or is it external pressure? You're doing it for yourself, are you?
I'm doing it for myself because I've been doing it most of my life and I feel good.
Well, was it, to cut across, you see, was it external pressure at the start, do you suspect? You know, now you do it because it makes you feel good. But was there a period when you would have said, oh, I kind of feel I have to do this?
No, I never felt that. Okay. Because the story is nearly 60 years this year in the industry. It was what you did. It's what you do. And I stuck with, if I was representing a brand, which was the fashion industry, the modeling industry, well, I always tried to look the part, really. That's the end of it. Mm. Maybe it was the job profile, like what I've been working on, as I said, most of my life, that gave me this drive to always put your best foot forward. Sound a bit oldish there, but that's the truth.
And you know, when you said right at the outset that when you started off in the industry, age 15, you didn't have all of the stuff that Holly was talking about there. Are we better for having all of that now?
Well, information is always good on anything. Like we were wearing... Twiggy, I come around the Twiggy era and she's now as a documentary out and I'm doing something as well. But she was going on about double eyelashes and double eye, you know, eyelashes on the top and the bottom and using black soot to get eyebrows or whatever. We were doing the same thing. Were we pulling, maybe it's much better now. We did it. We put so much makeup, pan stick was a huge thing. Did we take it off correctly? And maybe not. But that was a time and we got through it. I don't know. You know, we did. People do. You know, we need different times, different things like Nivea or, you know, all these other little things that were out there at the time. We used them, we tried, we washed our face with water, which is cool at the moment, you know. So we were doing things.
Well, sorry, is it cool to just wash your face with water at the moment and nothing else?
Cool water.
Because I only wash my face with water. Nothing. Yeah, not even soap, just water. Just use water. That's just laziness, though, more than anything else.
No. But it's just different, completely different generations.
That's cool for a minute. Holly,
you're all the school, Kieran.
thank you, Celia. That's what I was fishing for. Holly, noted, you didn't say anything.
Holly, you need to come in there, Holly.
Holly, you said, you know, you really enjoy getting a compliment off another woman about the quality of your skin, for example. To what extent for you is it external factors that you do all of this?
I actually kind of have like an internal battle sometimes with that question, because there is obviously the debate on whether beauty practices are liberating or are they oppressive, and is the idea that we all do this for ourselves, is that something that the advertisers have created to trick us into thinking, oh, I'm just doing this for me, so I'll buy a million more things than I need, and they're laughing all the way to the bank. However, I know if I'm having a bad day and I'm running around ragged and I catch myself in the mirror, if I look terrible, that's only going to put me in a worse mood. But if I look in the mirror and I see that I'm actually looking well, that might put a pep in my step and cheer me up. I do think that it's nice to like what you see in the mirror and to value that and to put the work in. And I think, like what Celia was saying, back then, obviously there was so much lifestyle factors. We didn't know about how bad smoking and drinking was in terms of aging and being in the sun and not wearing SPF. So there's a lot of things about maybe being a little bit vain that is good for your health as well.
And do you think I'm not for a moment suggesting that there's kind of parity of esteem between the sexes, but that it has slightly crossed the gender divide, that young men in particular are that bit more conscious of skincare routines, of Botox, of all of that?
I think they're more comfortable openly speaking about getting it done. I think there's even an increase in men getting hair transplants and veneers and, you know, all of that as well, improving their appearance in whatever way they choose. But I definitely think, obviously, there's still way more pressure on women and a bigger expectation. And I know, I feel like every time I'm in talking with you, I mention my wedding, so I'm not just trying to bring it up.
I was waiting for it.
I am getting married in September, and it's funny the questions I get asked as a bride to be, oh, what's your diet going to be like? What's your routine? What's your workout routine? What's your skincare routine for, you know, your bridal prep? It's all about the bridal prep. And Jamie doesn't get asked anything about how he's staying in shape or what he's doing with his skin or anything like that. And of course, he's going to look great. But it's like the bride has to be like, you know, my waist needs to be small. My skin needs to be clear. Everything needs to be. And that's a pressure that I feel sometimes.
And do you feel that? Do you feel that with the wedding coming?
A little bit, because I think it goes along with the fact that I also have the following on Instagram that a lot of people will see my wedding photos. And I'm like, oh, God, I hope I look great. Mm. But I don't think that it really takes over the excitement I have for actually just the crack of the wedding and how much fun I'm going to have. But I think that for women, sometimes it's this niggling thing about how they're going to look. If they're going to meet friends, or if they're going away on holidays and they're going to be in a bikini, or if they're going to an event, it's this extra layer of anxiety about how you're going to be perceived. How are you going to look? Do I look a bit old? Do I look a bit tired? Do I look a bit pudgy? I don't know. So that's something that definitely crosses my mind probably multiple times a day, if I'm honest.
Celia Holman-Lee is such an amazing lady, says one of her listeners. I'd love her to style me and bring me into the 21st century. You're 25 years late for me coming into the 21st century, I'd say. John in Limerick has a depressing thought. The body is in a state of creeping deterioration post-puberty. There's no antidote. Fighting it is futile. John, thank you very much. 087 1400 106. Thank you to Celia Holman-Lee, the modelling agent, and Holly Carpenter, social media content creator. Holly, before I let you go, the Molly Malone statue. We were talking about it on the show earlier.
We need to leave her alone.
Leave Molly alone.
Yeah.
All right. Holly has spoken. Holly, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
ugh, just my luck.
But you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.